Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we just want to thank you for this moment and time in your presence, Father. And we thank you for your word, Lord Father God, that we will be sharing, Lord Father God, this evening as on our day 15th of our fast, Lord Father God. We just want to praise and glorify you, Lord, as you'll be taking part in the topic, Lord Father God, of the Awakening Church. We just want to let you have free course, Lord Father God, and also say thank you for ministering to our hearts. And Lord Father God, awakening also our hearts and the church.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you and glorify you for the time in this moment. In Jesus' name. Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. So today we're going to be talking about actually the topic that's been given is Awakened Church, which interestingly enough, as I was opening my devotion today, guess what the topic of the devotion today was? Awakening.
Awakening.
So we're just like, this is actually a lightning. Yeah. So I think I want to share or start off with a vision. The Lord actually was pushing me to actually share a vision that actually was bringing to remembrance a vision that I had, like he gave me last year. And this was around, I think, time when I was in between like the sleep and a vision. So it was a picture of actually had the rapture that was going to be taking place. And there were different ministers and different brothers and sisters of ours in the Lord. And we were all on these different high mountains and hills and all colors, all races, all nations, all different nations. And we were waiting as we all had our heads up as if our spirits were looking up in anticipation and wait. And then all of a sudden there was this push from underneath us as if like every person had started shooting up like a rocket and everybody just started flying up. It was so quick and instant, but then something happened. Mid-air, everybody paused within seconds, and every single person was brought back down. And then this is what then I heard the Lord say. He's like, you're not ready. Hurry up. Hurry up. So at that moment, that's when I actually heard, wake up, actually inside that kind of, that vision. So then it brought me to a place that, as a church, we actually now at the brink of the rapture. And actually now, probably has actually been speaking about it more this year. And that just brought me to remember that last year, Lord was saying, actually, guys, your time is running out. You need to prepare and actually be on form or be on schedule. So it just brought that thing to me that we actually need to be more awake. We have to be awake. We have to be about our Father's business. And I think there's now more of an urgency now, an urge and a push that is taking place right now. And I think now why, I don't know why then I had to start off with sharing that, but then it gave me the feeling that a lot of people are still asleep, or they're not, everybody's awake, basically. And it just reminds me then of something my younger sister used to do. Every morning on a Saturday, she used to walk into my room and she would always sing this song, wakey, wakey, kaiso. It's not nighttime. It's a brand new day. So it always gave me the thing to actually, you actually wake up and actually knowing that there's something that you wanted to look forward to. There's purpose that you would have. And even though now you were late asleep, somebody's coming in to actually say, hey, come on, get a move on. Get up. Let's go actually work. You know, because at nighttime is not sometime that you can actually be be able to always work. But I think so something that the Lord was also alluding to was that, you know, the time when it comes, it's nighttime when actually no man can work. But then during the day, it's where I'm able to work because now I'm about my Father's business. And that's why I'm so like, how many of us are then aware that we need to be and going about our Father's business? And then I think that's just what I was wanting to share at the beginning of that, is that we need to come to a point where we all awake and being about our Father's business. So the scripture that I actually wanted to share from this is actually 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. But I'll start it from the beginning, from verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And verse 3 is the one that I actually wanted to emphasize. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So if this gospel be hid, it is not hidden to us who already are aware of the gospel. It is hidden to them that are lost. Because when it continues, it says, like, the God of this world, when it's actually referring to Satan, say he has blinded the minds of those who are actually from seeing the light. Because then should they see the light, then they'll be able to come into the family of God. And the thing is, now he's working against preventing them who are not saved from actually seeing the glorious light of the Father. Because should he then shine on their hearts, they'll be able to see the truth. And if they be coming to know the truth, then they actually will accept Jesus Christ and actually become believers. So we have to start having this burden for souls. And that's the more thing that we have to carry, that, you know, that the gospel that we carry is the good news. The gospel that we carry is the salvation that they need. And this is, it says Christ in us, the hope of glory. That is the hope that humanity needs. That is the hope that the world needs. And the thing is, they don't know sometimes you don't know what you don't know until you get to a point where you're able to know. But for you to know that, somebody has to have spoken to you or reveal that so that you can become aware of that truth. So this is a burden that I feel that a lot of people started losing along the way. And it's something that we have to try and pick up again. And to actually be able to have this burden. So there are a lot of other preachers or other ministers who carry a burden so heavy for lost souls, who carry heavy burden for actually carrying out the assignments that God has given. But then they feel like so alone in that because nobody shares in that burden with them. And they feel like it's only them who are lit and on fire. So we have to be able to come to a point where we actually share that burden so that it's spread out across. Because if that burden is heavy in you, then it actually is something that you can't keep quiet about. Because now if the gospel is spoken to you, if the word of God is so engraved inside you and the Lord speaks to you, you'll start feeling like what Jeremiah was saying. Where when you're speaking about, it's a point where the Lord was actually giving him a word. And he wanted to actually conceal that word and actually not speak it out. But he was saying that, you know, the word of the Lord is it's shut up in my bones and it's like fire. That you can't handle it, you can't keep it inside. It has to come out. The word can't stay stagnant. The living word of God, when it's in operation and flowing through you, it cannot keep quiet. It wants to express itself. It has to let itself out. It has to let itself out through the vessel that carries it. And it has to be poured out into someone. And you can't keep quiet with such good news if you carry this burden. So the church has to be in a point where actually now this word that has been preached, this word that has been ministered continually is now in a point where the church is like in a vibration. It's like travailing. So this word that has been spoken that now it's bringing you to a point where you're starting to travail. I like what a certain scripture in it's Isaiah 66 verse 8, when Zion travailed, she brought forth her child. And for us to travail, it actually feels like the burden that you carry, the pain and the cry that is inside. And this cry is actually now to actually give birth to something. And now when you have travailed and actually been in anguish or been in prayer, and then that's when that child will be birthed forth, which will be the harvest, which will be the souls that will be actually brought into the kingdom, which is what we cannot do that if we are asleep. I remember sometimes something that the Lord was asking me during the week while I was preparing. He was asking me a question. Just trying to remember what the question was. Just let me see. Have you ever tried to wake somebody up while you yourself are asleep? It's impossible because you yourself are asleep. You're actually trapped inside your sleep. You're trapped inside your dreams, basically. So it's impossible for you to wake somebody up if you yourself are asleep. So if we want to now start reaching out to the world outside, we ourselves have to be awake. And if we are awake, it's easier for us to actually wake others up, to actually lift others up. A man who is down, a person who is down, cannot lift up another. they actually have to be carried up or lifted themselves to be able to pull the next one to another level where they can actually be at the same dimension or level. So it's a thing that the church now, you have to be now, when you're awake, you're able to now carry out the gospel to others. You're able to actually carry the word or the assignment or whatever mandate it is that the Lord wants to actually carry out through you, but you have to be awake yourself. Now, that awakeness, it actually comes to actually, it indicates that you have life and you have life that you can give. And to give out that life and to actually express who God is and the essence of God, it actually has to be something that's inside you. When the word is also, like I say, when the word is inside you and it can't sit still, it needs to express itself. It needs to like shoot out. And it will, if you try and keep quiet, it will just like burst at some point because it cannot be concealed. So when you actually start expressing the word in that sense, actually that starts awakening others, it becomes like a revival because then the church is now becoming awake. But for you to get away to, and the thing is, when the word is inside you, it actually, what I like is that the word itself gives you boldness. And with that boldness, the boldness that you can actually use to speak out. And it's essential when you actually also have to be in prayer. So it's integral for the church to continually also be in prayer and not just prayer just by lip service. It's not just something that you're doing lip syncing or lip service or just to mimic or to show that I can pray. No, it's actually creating that intimacy and creating that environment and room for the Lord to infiltrate your heart and infiltrate your space and take over your territory and take over your heart. And then it's at that point where he invigorates you with that power. Same as what the in the days of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost was actually unleashed on earth or released on earth. And he said, like, you know, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And then it actually filled all their it filled their mouths. And it filled them. That's when they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's at that point now when you actually praying in that sense, knowing that now you're speaking in tongues also, like praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, and actually letting him invigorate you, you're able to proclaim and speak and stand out with boldness. That's why then when it came to, when Jesus had already departed, before the Holy Spirit came, Peter and the other disciples, they couldn't speak out in boldness. They were in fear. But as soon as the Holy Spirit came and they were invigorated with him and filled with the Holy Spirit, and they started speaking in tongues and actually started praying and travailing, they were actually able to stand up in the synagogue and actually proclaim the word and salvation with boldness. And then I like what the what it also renders inside in one of the four gospels. It said in the book of Acts, it said it was they could see that these men were with Jesus. Why? Because of the way they had that they started speaking. It wasn't fear that was speaking, but it was boldness that was translating from their lips, because now they were with another teacher who was the Holy Spirit, who was now guiding them into all truth. And why? Because now they were awake at that time. And in this time and season, we have to come to a point where we also realize that we need to be awake. And in some circles, or not to say circles, in other churches or other ministries, or maybe let's say at different levels of the growth in the Christian circles, there are those who are already awake and have woken up. And it's like they're waiting for others to catch on. Don't catch yourself sleeping. Be the ones that actually let's be the ones that actually wake others up. So let's not see always the church as being sleeping, but let's be the ones also who wake up our brothers and sisters who actually seem to be slumbering. So that's the point I said to say, Achille, we will speak with power. And what I like is that in Ecclesiastes, when you're actually praying and travailing continually in this kind of prayers and actually praying for the different nations and praying as a church, is that what we'll realize is that our words carry power, and so much power that we tend to underestimate the power of the Lord that is actually at operation in us. And when we speak and speak God's word, the spirit, the words that we will speak will be spirit and life. It's in Ecclesiastes 11:3, it says, when the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves. So if we continually praying and actually confessing and actually declaring and being awake in that sense, we are actually now carrying a heavy weight on the clouds that will rain on the nations. Because now the words that we have been praying, what we have been travailing for, those words will empty themselves. That rain will start occurring. And the words that we have spoken will empty themselves and rain upon the nation, rain upon the assignments that God has given us as to cause an abundance and actually a flow of life. Because those words will carry life, and the water that will actually flow from that, from those rains that we would have spoken, will be the life that can be given to other nations and actually waking up other churches. And that is the gist of that I wanted to actually bring out. It's actually, we have to, as a church, be actually carrying out a lot more prayer, and but not seeing prayer as the end, but actually as the beginning, so that it enables us for action. It's not just praying and then waiting and say, God, so you do your work or do your part. He has given us that authority. He has given us that power. We pray, yes, and actually hear from him and tap in from him so we can get that direction. But once we have tapped in and gotten that direction, it's time to act. It's time for us to actually say, okay, Lord, these are the strategies that you have given us. This is how we're going to go about it. Now, that is a church that becomes awake, because then you have basically caught the fire. And I remember this thing that I actually, that these words were actually being reiterated. It was like, catch the fire, release. Catch the fire and release. So catch the fire and release. So we have caught that fire. When you're awake, you have caught that fire. You can't catch fire if you're asleep. You have to be awake, because then to release it means you have to give, navigate a thought on, okay, this is where I'm going to direct this. This is where I'm going to direct it based on the plans of God. And so that others can also catch the same fire that you have, and we can be set, our hearts can be set ablaze, and we can burn for Jesus. That's basically it. So you can burn for the Lord, because then at that state, you're awake. At that state, nothing can then tear you down. But realizing that there are those who are actually carrying heavy burdens and heavy weights, and they can't lift, they can't do that themselves. And they need us to also encourage them so that they can pick up their torches. They can pick up their batons again and actually be able to pass it on, and pass on a baton that has a fire that is lit, not an empty baton that is not lit or that has no flame on it. Because then how can the fire be passed on if it's basically just a stick? It has to be lit. And that is the fire that we should carry out. That is how we can continue to bring the awakening to other nations. But to be able to bring it to other nations, we as a church first have to be lit. Yeah. So in these is actually something that the Lord was sharing as basically that I wanted to also bring across and in intercession, is that at times to also continually have your light glowing and that fire continuing is when at times in prayer you have to keep that light aglow, is that we ourselves have to maintain that glow. And one of the forms that he actually speaks of, actually that he was highlighting, is actually when we actually wait on him as eagles. And I love the thing that the Lord was teaching me when he was talking about waiting on him. It's sometimes we think, we say, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength as eagles. And we think that when he says renew, the word they renew, when it talks about renewal, it's not saying that he's going to put in something new, as in, maybe let me see how it's. So here's the analogy that was given. It's like driving a car into a garage, and people think of the renewal of that strength as in him pouring petrol back inside the car. And it's like, no, it's actually not me pouring petrol. It's me taking the car that you have right now and switching it for a new one. That is waiting. So the same, it brings me back to the concept of when the eagle actually has to pluck out its old wings, it has to wait for new ones to grow out. That's the concept that the Lord is bringing about waiting on him when he says we should wait as eagles. And in this time is that when we're in prayer, we are actually being renewed, so that when we go back out and flying out on our assignments, we're actually going out anew. That means we bring continually something fresh. We bring in fresh water continually where we are sent to actually bring the water or bring actually the nourishment and sustenance and new wine. So put it that way. So in this, that's just a short teaching that I was actually given. Just one thing about the church. So the analogy that was also, one of the things that was actually mentioned was actually for years they have been in across different nations and different intelligence officials. They've always been searching out for what they call the sleeping giant. And they've always been waiting to see, where is the sleeping giant going to come from? Is it going to come from the USA? Is it going to come from that nation? Is it a certain tribe? And they've been always searching out to see, at the next crisis or should something come up, who is the sleeping giant? And they've always been in search. And I like to say actually that sleeping giant is the church, but the church is not sleeping anymore. It's awake. It's just that they don't realize it. And we should actually be preparing ourselves even more to bring that awareness to the world. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. So yeah, that's just the teaching that we wanted to share. But also now for the things that I would have liked for us then actually to be praying for is actually then, one is that through the whole course that we'll be taking of actually awakening and actually awakening the church awakening is that inside there are those who labor among the Lord. And I like what it says, admonish them highly that labor among you in the Lord. That means respect them and highly regard them, those that labor among you in the Lord. Because at times, the other ministers could feel discouraged or too heavy as a burden, and we need to share that burden with them. So I'd like us to pray for them to be also encouraged. And then also for us to, as a church, to pray for the church to stand tall and stand strong during this time. And so that the church will be fortified and encouraged also as a result, that we continue in unity as brothers and sisters. And also to actually reiterate the words that the Lord said, like, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I like to always think that the script is already written and we already know who won at the end. Let's play out that script with confidence, knowing the result at the end. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So at this point, I'd just like us to just take some time also just to be speaking in tongues and actually praying across the prayer points. Like I said, one, to actually pray for ministers around the world who are in the church and those heading churches and those who have been given assignments that are large for the church, for them to be encouraged and that they may be continually admonished.
Just before we go into prayer, Kaisa, there's just one or two comments that I'd like to make. First of all, wow, what a powerful word. I pray that when I host my next awakening event, that you and Lerata will come to Cape Town, because I want you to deliver this word that God has laid on your heart in addition to what God's told me about awakening. It's a powerful word, and it's a weighty word, and I believe that this is the word that God wants to deliver to the church right now. And especially regarding, you know, the vision that God gave you about the rapture and people being caught up, but then it being stopped midway because we were not ready. And if you reflect and meditate on what God was actually saying there, it's extremely powerful. Just think about the fact that God actually wants to come fetch his bride. Right now, he wants to be with you and me. We're not ready. And the church is not ready. So, you know, it's not that that God's not longing to be with us, but he's actually showing mercy towards the church. And that is why he's delaying the coming. But at the same time, it is so close. It is so close. And Claire, you can take it off video. So I was meditating today. I just want to share some testimonies with you guys to uplift you. First of all, I see we've got a new visitor today that I don't know. Who is Coach T? Can you identify yourself?
So,
Coach T. Hello.
Hi, Dad. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
When do you see yourself?
Good. Have you been invited by Kaiso?
Yes, I was invited by Kaiso. He's a very close friend.
We're so glad that you have joined us tonight. So just feel welcome.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
So guys, yeah, anyway, I'd like to share just some testimonies. You know, I just feel that the really intense fast, all of us have really been tested. And normally when you find yourself setting up a pot to be consecrated, the enemy will come and he will try to attack you. Remember when Jesus went into the wilderness. And he separated it himself. It was in the midst of the wilderness that the enemy attacked him. It was in the midst of the wilderness that the enemy came against him. He set himself apart in the wilderness to be with the Lord in fasting and in prayer. And Satan visited him day and night in that time of separation. So don't for a minute think that when you go on a fast to sanctify and consecrate yourself, that it's just when Jesus is in the midst of that process of separation and consecration, the enemy will come to tempt you. He'll come to minister to you. He'll come to try and derail you. He'll try to disconnect the frequency between you and heaven, because in times of fasting, your spirit is most sensitive to hear and see from heaven. And so I just want to admonish you and encourage you that irrespective of what the enemy might be throwing your way, keep your eyes on Jesus and keep focused. And I want to encourage you. We've been praying for a week concerning finances and the marketplace and business and government and all the rest. And you guys know, you know, with the season that I found myself in, I was really trusting God with regards to several items of provision that I was needing. And on Saturday, I just said to the Lord, you know, the bond needs to be paid next week. You know, my tenant gave notice and he's leaving. And the Lord came through with someone who was obedient to the Holy Spirit and listened to God and said, listen, you need to sow this amount. It's for Prophet Belinda's bond to be paid. And so God came through. He came through on the 11th hour because it's month end, but he came through. So he's a God of faithfulness. Even in the midst of affliction, even in the midst of trial and tribulation, Pastor Linda got healed. I mean, Pastor Linda's been in bed for a long time. She was really not well, in and out of hospital. And she came on in the first week of our fast and God healed her. Frida came to see me yesterday and she had a fracture in her hip. And I was in bed and I just lifted my hand and I laid my hand there and I just decreed healing and called upon, and she said, you know, heat filled the fractured hip and she was healed and the pain was gone. Just for those of you who don't know, you know, Karine and I are graduating with our doctorates on Saturday, and it was really my desire that we actually celebrate this milestone, because it's not every day you get capped with your doctorate. And as you know, my resources were not at a place where I could have an event. You know me, it's go big or go home. Karine's faced a lot, so in the natural, we weren't going to do anything. We were going to get our doctorate and just go home. But I felt like that was almost a disservice to the Holy Spirit and to ourselves, you know, for what God is doing. And I just felt like, you know, this calls for a celebration. And my sister said to me, yeah, but you're not in a situation where you can do this. And I said to her, God's going to do it. And someone came through with a guest house, a beautiful guest house. And somebody else, you know, said they're going to be sponsoring the cake for me. And God came through. So what I'm trying to say to you is, in the midst of your struggle and in the midst of your pain, God is working. You know, we sing the song in church all the time, miracle worker, promise keeper, way maker, that is who you are. And it says in the song, we say, even when it looks like you're not moving, even when I can't see that you're moving, even when I can't hear that you're moving, even when I can't feel that you're moving, you are working in the background. You are busy setting me up for victory. You are busy setting me up for breakthrough. And so I just want to encourage all of you tonight that Satan is trying to show you all of the things that might be wrong. Satan is trying to show you all of the things that are weighing you down. Satan might be trying to show you how your prayers are in the midst of all of this. I'm telling you, God is working in the background. Whether you can understand it. He didn't say, I'm calling you to understand me in all things. He said, I'm calling you to trust me in all things. That even when you're in the midst of that dark pit and walking on that water and you're standing in front of this Red Sea and there's an Egyptian army about to kill you right behind you on your tail, and the Red Sea is right in front of you and it looks like there's absolutely no way of escape. I want you to know that I am with you and that I am for you and that I'm going to make a way to cross you over onto the other side. And just before the Zoom started tonight, I said, Holy Spirit, just give me a word for me today. And he led me to Jeremiah 31. And I believe that this word is for all of us as we're all on this fast and this time of consecration. And I want to read some scriptures to you. It says, at the same time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel. I'll be the God of all the families of prophetic age. And they shall be my people, says the Lord. And the people who survived the sword. In other words, the people who survived the battle, the people who survived the sword that the enemy came, not God's sword, the people who survived the battle, the warfare, what Satan came to destroy you and to pull you down, those people have found grace in the wilderness, and I will give them rest. And the Lord has appeared to me saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. And again, I will build you, says the Lord. Hear me by the Spirit, somebody. Again, that means once before you were blessed, once before you were healthy, once before you were delivered, once before you were restored, once before you were promoted, once before you were at the top of your game. But something happened and the enemy came and he attacked you on every side. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and he's saying to me tonight, once again, hallelujah, I will build you and you will be rebuilt. Hear me, prophetic edge. Hear me, all of you sons and daughters of the Most High God that's hearing my voice tonight. Irrespective of what your loss has been, irrespective of what destruction you've suffered, irrespective of what you have been going through, God is making a promise to you tonight. I'm gonna rebuild you. Once again, I will build you, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin of Israel. Why virgin? Because you've been separated and consecrated unto him and no one else. And you shall again be adorned with your tambourines. Hallelujah. Weeping's endured for the night. And it maybe it's been hard for you to pick up your tambourine and dance and praise before the Lord because of the level of your pain. But God says that you're going to pick up that tambourine and once again, you're going to dance before me. And you will go forth with dances of those who rejoice. And you will plant vines on the mountains of Samaria. And the planter shall plant and eat them as ordinary food. For there shall be a day when the watchman will cry on Mount Ephraim, arise, and let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God. And the Holy Spirit, he illuminated Mount Ephraim. And I took some time to research who the tribe of Ephraim was. And Ephraim was the second born son of Joseph, the time that Pharaoh gave him a wife. And he gave the second born child in Egypt was Ephraim. And Ephraim and Manasseh, the two tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, make up the house of Joseph. Now, Joseph prophetically symbolizes favor. Joseph prophetically symbolizes the one who was taken from the pit to the palace, the one who was sold, the one who was betrayed, the one who the enemy came against him to kill him, to accuse him, to slander him, to sell him out, to betray him. But in the midst of all of that, God took the one who was left for dead. God took the one who was left deserted and lifted him up to the highest position of authority, second to the Pharaoh, the greatest authority on the planet at that time. And so what is God saying? I'm going to lift you up as Ephraim. As the second born, as the lineage, as the inheritor, as the son of favor, as the son of Joseph, and all he represents, the grace of God, the seven spirits of God, the provision of God, the favor of God, the blessing of God. Somebody, I want to get you excited. You better hear me by the Spirit. God is saying, I know where you're at.
God is saying, I know what you're going through, but I am promising you tonight in Jeremiah 31 that I am going to restore you, that I am going to reestablish you, that I am going to favor you, that I am going to bless you, that I am going to rebuild you, that so much so that it will cause you to dance before the Lord. Sing with gladness for Jacob and shout among the chief of nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. For behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman, the child, and the one who has labor and has child. With a great throng they shall return. And they shall come with weeping and with supplications. I will lead them, and I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a way in which shall not stumble. For I am a father to prophetic edge. I am a father to you, Israel, and to Ephraim, my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, prophetic edge, and declare it in the isles afar off and say, he who scattered us will gather us. And will keep us as a shepherd does his flock. For the Lord has redeemed us and ransomed us from the hand of one stronger than us. Therefore, we shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd, and their souls shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more, listen to this, at all.
Amen.
So, Father, I want to solidify this word, Father. Lord, I pray for Viwe, even as she goes to Johannesburg tomorrow. You know what you have laid on your daughter's heart. It's not for sharing now. At the right time, we will share it. But you know what you've laid on your daughter's heart. And I believe that it came by your spirit because of my prayers today. And so, Father, I thank you that this word will manifest over Viwe, at the blessing upon Ephraim and the house of Joseph. The favor of the living God shall go before her, that goodness and mercy will be with her, that she will be given favor with kings and queens, Father, to be able to say, thus saith the Lord. She will not speak in her own capacity. She will go and say, thus saith the Lord. The Lord sent me on this assignment. I have not come by my own accord. And Father, I thank you that favor, great favor and grace will be released upon her tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Father, I lift up Karin and her family as they have gone through such turmoil and trauma this weekend. I thank you for coming through in her mother's situation. And I thank you, Father, for carrying them with grace and mercy. And to everyone that is on this call, that are trusting you for breakthrough, for provision, for healing, for deliverance. My God, I decree this is the word of the Lord to all of us who have set ourselves apart, Father, to be consecrated and sanctified to you. Over to you, Kaisa.
Thank you, ma'am. Wow. Let me proceed and speak in tongues. First of all, Rob, we would like to thank you also, and just you've been such an encouragement to us, Lord. And you've actually held us up and actually covered us a lot. And you've been a great mother to us, and you are still a great mother to us. And I just want to thank you for that, Prof. And just want to say we respect and honor you, and we thank you for that.
Thank you, Kay. So I love you so much. I love all of you. Thank you.
Can you speak in tongues a bit? Anyone want to say something? Okay, let's speak in tongues as we pray for the prayers that we actually said to admonish them highly that labor among the Lord, for them to be also strengthened and to be encouraged in the assignments that they have and in this walk. For their hearts to be set ablaze, and for them to actually have boldness in the coming time, for them to be able to share the gospel and actually do the work of the Lord. So I'd like us to pray for those.
Thank you.
Told me the beginning of this year. You warned me, you told me I'm going to bring disaster upon China because the blood of the martyrs are crying out for vengeance. But Father, you also told me that Jesus would walk into the bedroom of the Chinese president and would reveal himself and give him an opportunity to repent. Give him an opportunity to bow his knee to your sovereignty. Father, I am asking that you will do that. Asking that you will walk into the bedroom like you showed me. And that you will reveal yourself to him. Yes. And that the fear of the living God will come upon him the same way he came upon Saul. And that you are the same way you said to Saul, 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 why do you put on that you reveal yourself, walk into the president's room, give him opportunity to humble himself, Lord, before great disaster befalls China. You do nothing unless you first reveal it to the servants, your prophets, and you have revealed. But you also reveal that you would reveal yourself to him and give him an opportunity to repent.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, for the sake of the church in China, I ask that this will be a landslide victory for the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
The Chinese president will bow.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
I also pray that your fire now destroys this virus everywhere it's gone in the world. And that the biological lamb that created it is destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That no further viral biological warfare would proceed from this nation.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I ask that Michael and Eric's legion of warrior angels are now dispatched from the throne to China on this Father, for your honor.
Amen.
And you made me a mother of nations. I cannot hate them, Lord.
Amen.
I hate the sin. I hate the idols. I hate what they're doing to your children so much so that I was even angry with the people. But Father, tonight my mother's heart is crying out for the people.
Amen.
And for the church, my brothers and sisters who are in concentration camps in China. My brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in those prisons. Let those tormentors bow their knee to the sovereignty of the
yes,
God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Let the fear of the living God come upon that nation.
Amen.
Amen.
And let it be a testimony to the world. You're speaking to Russia through the swarm of locusts you've sent this week. Mm. You're speaking to China. You're speaking to Iran. You're letting them know, touch not my anointing. Do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
Now, Father, I thank you that you will reveal yourself supernaturally.
Yes, Lord.
For the sake of your people, and that this virus that is meant to bring great destruction upon the world and many nations will die tonight. I decree this virus is able not to die, but I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the fire of God will disintegrate this virus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Without faith, it is impossible to please you. But them who come must believe that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you.
Amen.
So we use this opportunity to decree and declare that that virus dies by fire tonight.
Amen.
Father, we will see in the media the results of our prayers. We will see the miracles. The media headlines will say it's a miracle.
Amen.
And we know, Lord, that you will be given the honor and the glory and the praise. As the people of China bow their knee, they will cry out to the God of heaven to answer. And they will see you, Father, answer and reveal your sovereignty and your power. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I lift before you the Land Expropriation Act that is currently in the High Court of our nation, where the government is wanting to expropriate land without compensation at will. I decree before, as one you have as a judge, that that will not happen in South Africa.
Amen.
That what the enemy has planned to bring bloodshed and civil war will fail in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my King, and my Savior.
Amen.
Bloodshed and civil war will not come to my nation.
Amen.
Zimbabwe will not be repeated in South Africa. But you will do whatever is necessary to save the people of this land, a people who humbled themselves under your mighty hand and bowed their knee, Father, 5 million of them, to declare your lordship over our nation. And because we have saturated the mother of this land with prayer, you will, Father, I pray for mercy and grace. And that the altars of prayer and worship and prophecy that has been built will now heal the harvest, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Remove those, Father, who aim to harm your people. And raise up righteous leaders who will bow to sovereignty. Righteousness and holiness and the fear of the Most High God prevail in the nation of South Africa. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we decree it is so, and I need you to say amen.
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 So,
wow.
Okay.
Anything from anyone's side?
Are you still there, Kahisa?
Yes, I'm here, Prof. I couldn't hear you at first.
I've handed back to you.
Thank you. From my side, I have nothing further to say. Unless there's anything anyone wants to add or if he wants us to pray for. Okay. Right, so then can I proceed and close the meeting then in prayer then?
No, my spirit.
Okay, yes, bro.
I the spirit wants to start. Come on. It's the spirit move. I can send spirits. Release.
So,
guys, breathe. And the prone to
I think I can hear you clearly. Hi, bro.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear you clearly. The line was cutting.
The line. Yeah. And I don't feel it released my spirit in this call yet. I feel that the spirit of God has not said. And so the influence of the Lord is saying very important.
The presence of God came. And crying, and just heard awakening. And it was like, I just awakened, and it was two of them. And had much God. And I feel I know we've prayed for the church. I know we have in tongues. If it's okay, so if I just pray, I don't lift up the church is
do it.
I can't be sure. I think the opportunity to lead for Father God. Every single prophet that you have sent in this season to release, yes. Oh Father God, what you are birthing, I place them at your throne and I cover them in the blood of Jesus. Oh Father, the Holy Spirit fire around these prophets. Oh Father God, as you download and release them, oh Father God. Heavenly Father, I'm asking for your archangels and your warring angels to encamp around your prophets and hide them in this season, oh Father God. All your preachers, Father God, all your teachers, oh Father God, all your ministers, oh Father God, all your deacons, oh Father God, all your Sunday school teachers, oh Father God, all those carriers of the word, oh Father God, all those that are carrying the spirit of awakening, oh Father God, Jesus, and I'm asking for a hedge of protection. I'm asking for the blood of Jesus. I'm asking for the fire of God, the heavenly fire around them. I draw with my fingers the bloodline of Jesus around them right now in the name of Jesus. As you impregnate them, as you give them dreams and visions, as you visit them tonight,
Lord.
send your ministering angels, oh Father God, in this season. We cannot walk without you. We cannot speak without you. We cannot touch without you. We cannot release without you. I touch their mouths. I ask for an impregnation in their spirits, oh Father God. For the weight to come, oh Father God, to the church. Father God, we are the church, the four pillars of the church. We are the people of the church. I'm asking for arise people right now. I'm asking for angels to awaken the pastors that are sleeping, the evangelists that are sleeping, the ministers that are sleeping, the priests sleeping, those that have fallen away, those that have lost hope, those that are being broken, those that are being persecuted, those that are still because they cannot take it no more. I'm asking for an awakening tonight in the name of Jesus. Wake them up from their financial difficulties. For whatever they are facing right now, the devil is a liar and the gates of Satan will prevail against your church, against your ministers, against your teachers. Your worshippers, lift up the worshippers to open up the heavens, oh Father God. Lift them up, oh Father God. Wake up the purity heart. Wake them up in the name of Jesus. I call for a righteousness. I call for a righteousness. Awakening of righteousness. Right standing with you, purity with you. Deliver us, oh Father God, from ourselves. Deliver us from our flesh. Deliver us from our own.
Yes, my God.
Deliver us, oh Father God, from every bondage. Deliver us from every single generational curse, every single bloodline curse, whatever is having us bound, whatever the legal right is, oh Father God, I decree and declare in the court of heaven, every legislation, oh Father God, break us loose from the chains of the legal right of the enemy. Open our eyes, oh Father God. Oh Father God. Open up, oh Father God, take the scales of our eyes. I decree and declare an acceleration in the body of Christ. The church is all around the nation, north, south, east, west. Come in the name of Jesus, north, south. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Come out of your hiding place. You hidden prophets, you hidden teachers, you ministers from the back to the front, Lord. You will bring us and we will stand in unity and we will declare the works of the Lord and your hands shall be upon us and we shall walk forth and we shall speak your words. And the word of God will not fall to the ground, but it shall accomplish what it pleases the gospel which it is sent. And there shall be a revival of the earth.
Jesus.
Yes, you are very blessed.
You are whole.
I just hear the following. Behold, I'm coming with my sickle, and I'm coming with my scales, and I am weighing. I am weighing. I am weighing, and the harvest is ready. See, I'm gathering the harvest, and the harvesters are gathering with me. And as we are gathering, I see that these scales, the people that, or the souls that's getting gathered in, they put in the scales. And God is weighing the heart. we may proclaim and say that we are awakened. We may proclaim and say that we are for God, but our attitudes, our hearts, the reason why we're doing things is being weighed in this time. And as His holy consuming fire comes, He will purge, He will cleanse, He will take away everything that's not of this world. And as He purges, as He cleanses, the bride is busy arising, and Ezekiel 37 is kicking in, where a bride that the world has said was once dead will now rise. And you will see that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow her. She will stand united. She will walk in the name of the Lord. And she will be the predecessor of what is to come. I see that there's a great outpouring that's busy taking place. It's starting on this platform. There's a new fire. It's not a new fire, but there's a depth to the fire that's coming. And this we can't control. You can't control it. You will stand and you will, just like Natalie said, you will be knocked out. Something will happen to you. Your spirit man will react. A spirit of prevailing will come. But it's not just that. I see that some of you will stand and you will break out a new gift. You will start to sing and shackles will break. You will start to play an instrument and things will change. Some of you will speak a word and atmospheres will shift. Because there's a new depth of fire that's being released. And I just see the Lord standing and He's holding His hand stretched out, and out of His hand, it looks like liquid oil, but it looks to me like fire, but it's actually a liquid oil that's getting poured out over every single one of us, and we are getting drenched in this oil. And as this oil is dripping over us, it's saturating us, it's filling us, it's baptizing us, and I see some of us will feel it, some of us will stand and we will be become aware of things, and we will walk in a wisdom that is not ours. And above all else, all of our lives, it's like we were at a tipping point, we were at the pinnacle, and tonight it tipped. And as a tipping point took place, I see that all of us is shifted. It's been building and building and building and building. And I saw that some of us were looking and asking, God, what's going on? When is the breakthrough? But I see that tonight there was a tipping point. There was a tipping point. So, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Kareem. Yes,
Father, I thank you that you baptized us in doing a prayer tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we take the awakening for us first, Lord. Awaken us first.
Yes,
awaken
Jesus.
Us, Lord. Revive us, Lord. Lord, yes, come Jesus. And breathe upon those areas where we've given up hope, where we've had a faith of Lord, and where we're bruised, where we're battle weary, Lord. But we once again, like Ezekiel, look at those areas and we come in agreement with heaven and we breathe your Ruach breath over those areas and we speak, Lord, and we decree, Lord, that we are revived, we are alive.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, that as we stand tonight, Lord, as we've tipped, as we've shifted, Lord, I thank you, Father, that we can stand and we can see over ourselves, over our families, over those around us, that we are the forerunners of revival. I thank you, Father, that awakening has come, Lord, but Lord, let our demonstrate the awakening, Lord. Let us not preach it, Lord, but let us walk the talk. Father, I pray tonight, my prayer tonight is, Lord, that every prayer that's gone up before your throne, Lord, let it be in agreement with what is written over our destiny scrolls. Father, I lift our destiny scrolls before you tonight.
Yes, and I remind you,
Lord, of every word that you've decreed over our lives. I thank you, Father, that it will now manifest, Lord. As your fire comes upon us, Lord, we cannot sit still. We cannot be quiet. Lord, I thank you for a purity, a holiness. I thank you, Father, that you are turning us back to you. I thank you, Father, that as we stand, Lord, we will speak and we will come in agreement with every word that's gone out. Lord, after 15 days of fasting, 3 times 5, triple the grace, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that tonight, Lord, we stand and we turn, Lord, but not only turn, Lord, we can see a radical change. Father, I thank you that you are pouring your holy consuming fire, your very presence, your weighty oil, that you're pouring it over us tonight, Lord. And thank you, Father, that we can just go on our knees before you and we can just come in agreement with heaven, Lord, that this is the time for your sons and your daughters to arise, for the world is moaning and groaning for the true manifestation of your sons and your daughters. I thank you, Father, that this is the season that we will up with locked shields and that we will decree, as it is in heaven, so be it on this earth. Father, I thank you for everything that we've gone through, every single thing that we've faced up to now. And we give you all the glory, all the honor. We decree, Father, that it is well with us.
Yes.
We decree, Father, that your joy is our strength. We decree, Father, that we will encourage one another. We decree, Father, that we will lift up one another, Father. We decree, Lord, that we will pray for one another, Father. And we decree tonight, Father, that we will labor with our brothers and sisters in the field, Lord. Father, I ask that you rebuke gossip and slander. That you rebuke where we've opened doors, turned our faith and lost hope. It's a human thing, Lord. But we repent tonight, Lord, and I thank you, Father, that you come and you give us courage to stand up again. You give us courage, Lord, to face off. Because in the midst of our face off comes our biggest breakthrough.
Amen.
David brought a rock to a sword fight, a sling to a sword fight, and you delivered Goliath in his hand. So I ask tonight, Lord, that you will show us what you've placed in our hand to overcome and to walk in victory and in breakthrough. I thank you, Father, that you stir our spirit, man. Breathe upon our spirit, man, Lord. Let it not just be a yay and an amen now, Lord, but let it be a changed lifestyle. Let our lives be forever changed. As you showed me, Lord, we've stepped. We've stepped, Lord. We've changed. We've shifted. Something shifted.
Yes,
and I thank you, Lord, that that sound within us is awakened. That is shut up in us and we cannot keep quiet anymore.
Yes,
we will roar. We will make we go. The world will hear a noise, but the true sons of God will hear the awakening.
Hallelujah.
So, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Can I please share something? When we was praying in tongues, I just was reminded of the Sodomora, and I just share what just dropped in my spirit. When the Lord was just looking for one to stand in the gap, and I just want to stand in the gap and repent for the church for turning. Lord, we just, Father God, we come before you. My Father God, we just lift up your church on this earth right now. Every single one that represents you, Father God, that has been unpleasing to you, pastors, teachers, ministers, leaders, prophets, Father God. And Lord, we come together in a power of agreement. And we just repent, oh Father God. We repent for those that haven't followed your instruction. We repent for those operating in the flesh. We repent for those that are not seeking first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. We are just repenting, oh Father God, for your church body in general, oh Father God. And we're asking, oh Father God, as we stand in the gap, you look for one and we are many standing in the gap. We're just asking for your mercy and your grace to sit upon your church right now. And for your blood of Jesus to saturate the church right now.
Yes.
And to release the church right now. Release the church out of the hands of the enemy, out of the hands of flesh and mammon and self-personal gain. And replace it with the Spirit of God, with the purpose of God, with your mandate, with your spirit. I thank you, Lord, that tonight you have received this prayer and it has gone up like a sweet aroma.
Just sense that God is wanting us to learn to linger again. You know, we get so impatient in lingering before the throne of God. Because we only want to accomplish our agenda and not His. But when you linger and you allow the Holy Spirit, after we have spoken, for Him to speak and to do, sometimes that is when the greatest miracles manifest. So don't lose focus right now. Stay in this atmosphere and just welcome the Holy Spirit to deposit whatever it is that He wants to in you right now. We just welcome you. We desire you tonight. We don't want to be here for our agenda. We want to be here because we're hungry for you. We desire so much. I ask that you invade the atmosphere of every person that's on this call and those that would listen to this later. Come, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us, Spirit of God. Breathe upon us, Spirit of God. Refresh us. Speak, Lord. Speak. Speak, wow. Father. Yeah. Just linger another few minutes. I sense that God's not done yet. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit. Can we open our hearts to you?
Please, Lord.
We just lay prostrate before you tonight, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Can we just open our hearts to you, Lord? Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, have your way in us with the Spirit of God. Come weightily upon every person, Lord. Lay atmosphere where they are. Speak, Holy Spirit. Speak. We surrender our hearts, Lord. We surrender our hearts, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Anything anyone else wants to share? Marcia?
Nothing. I just received a scripture, James 1 verse 12, which says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown which the Lord has promised to those who love him."
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Very well.
Amen.
Thank you. Anything to share everywhere?
I received Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Yes.
Narata?
Okay, I was trying to say nothing, but throughout the day, a lot of things were coming to me about, and it's about creating position, and where we as the children of the Lord, if you know that you're a runner, it's time to run. If you know you're a temple gatekeeper, you need to do that. If you are a warrior, you need to do that now.
Amen.
And the talk is speaking. Can you hear it? It's time.
Amen. We hear you, Lord. Do it.
Earlier on, the Lord says, said that He's given us the power and the authority, and we need to walk in it now.
Yeah.
And I think I saw scales flipped in our favor. And the thing I saw was that the Lord now did open heart surgery. And the strangest thing was that instead of like seeing blood pumping through the heart, I saw like I don't know, like a blue flame in the heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lisa, any last words from you?
For me, I'm just hearing the Lord just to encourage everyone. Continue it. Like of what you've been saying right now, I said you should always not make time to linger. And it's just hearing the Lord say, like, learn to wait on me.
Yes. Like,
you just spend more time waiting on Him and waiting on Him in His presence. And then that's more well where He will unleash a lot more things for us. Yeah.
Yes, Jesus. So are we going to close? Okay.
I didn't get anything now.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. I believe the Holy Spirit will continue ministering even as we go to bed tonight. So love. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, family.
Thank you, Kahiso. You did an amazing job.
Thank you, Kahiso.
Thank you,
family. Love you guys.
God bless everyone. Love you, Corinne.
Love you, Corinne. Bye.
say glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb.